Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. You can check us out and be part of the truth when you go to the truthisthetruth.net. That's our website. Subscribe, be part of the truth, questions, everything else. We got a lot of things going on. We're still, believe it or not, since Sunday, we've been trending on what was formerly known as Twitter, now X. We've been started off with the what happened Monday at the McCarthy's office, where a bunch of anarchists or communists tried to take over his office for funding for an AIDS funding or stuff, which is already in the law. Look. Under President Trump, they created enough funding for AIDS research and the cure for AIDS, and he had a plan to end AIDS totally off the face of the planet. But of course, Joe Biden and the corruption he has took that off the table. It's not McCarthy's fault; it's Joe Biden's fault that you're having problems with that. Just think about that and stop listening to the MSDNC and others that have been totally lying to you from day one. But in the meantime, we were trending. We had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people with that video, and then the constant back and forth. And it started off with that. Then it started off with, can you define the man? Can you define the woman? The left is really going nuts. 57 varieties, like the ketchup, like the mutts. They call 57 variety. It's crazy. God only created two genes, two genders, male and female. That is it. Penis, You're male. If you're born with a vagina, you're female. There is nothing in between. Anything else is mentally ill. You need to be institutionalized. And that's what that is. And that's that, as they say, on the right side. But we got some good news coming in. We started, as you know, we've been getting guests at least once a week. We had one about the security of voting this past Sunday, and the week before that we had Doris Dorino and her son. And coming up a week from today, we got a guy, a musician, a Texas country music. He's going to be up performing on Andy's show, Sunday, Saturday, I think Friday, and he'll be on our show on Wednesday next week. His name is Jim Huddleston, and he's got the big hit that's being pushed, and I'm going to play for you now before we start the show, and it's called The Go Away Joe, and we're going to play that right now so we get a head start, everybody, and we want everybody to listen to it, watch the video.
And who is the Joe we want to go away?
Joe Biden. Yeah, right. Forget it. We'll talk about that in a minute. So listen to the song. It's really good.
Well, I saw you on the CNN. I guess you got the teleprompter blue. They must make it pretty hard on you when the only letters there are LGBT. If you're so hot for turning gay, you can do it, buddy, that's okay. Just don't push it on the USA, and we'll stop pushing and being straight and moral on you. Yeah, it's really pretty sad, Joe. You're looking pretty bad, Joe. Don't go away, mad Joe. Present for the enemy. It doesn't have to be an embassy. I'm sure old Vladimir would be okay with a fresh bouquet and a bottle of something white. Joe, I really think you're slipping away. My granddaddy acts the same damn way. Hope they tell me that he'll be okay. Plus he even gets a hat on Friday night. Yeah, it's really pretty sad, Joe. Looking pretty bad, Joe. But don't go away, mad Joe. Just go the hell away. What the hell were you thinking there? You've been wearing Jill's underwear. And if I catch you sniffing my kid's hair, you might just be getting your ass whipped in the street. Yeah, it's really pretty sad, Joe. You're looking pretty bad, Joe. But don't go away, mad Joe. Looking pretty bad, Joe. But don't go away, mad Joe. Go the hell away.
The actual singer, his name is Jim Huddleston. He will be on our show next Wednesday, so stay tuned on for that. Tune in next Wednesday at 8 o'clock to have a great interview. We'll be playing that song and a couple other songs that he made famous over the years, and we're going to continue with that. Once in a while we get a good guest, and he is going to be a great guest. And just tune in on next Wednesday for a little bit of country music and Go Away Joe. Now, let me introduce you to our co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
Great day, Joe. Excellent day, actually. Everything went smooth. What's going on in the world?
Oh, we got a bunch of stuff happening. First of all, the big thing is going on. Will the government close down on the 30th of September? That's when the budget's supposed to be for the 23-24 year. And right now, Matt Gaetz said in his explosive speech, he said from the House floor warning that he is preparing to call for a motion to vacate. He says as early as next week, September 30th is the line in the sand. Defund Jack. This is what's part of the budget that he's. It's got defund Jack Smith, secure the border, deliver the spending cut votes that were promised, and that's a big thing there. So that's a big. That's part of it. The other part is the border wall. Eliminate the funding to Ukraine because majority of it's being pocketed by Biden anyway. You know, Biden admitted, he said only $100 million so far actually was used for Ukraine. What happened to the other monies? It's in Joe Biden's pocket. That's another reason why it needs to be put
embezzled.
Away.
It was embezzled. That's grand theft.
Yep.
How many charges of that? How many counts of that, huh?
I know.
Okay,
and by the way, the speaker's just Marjorie Taylor Greene said the speaker's correct to open.
If McCarthy doesn't keep his word, do we have the votes to vacate?
Yes, we have the votes to vacate.
Vacate the asshole because I think he's just an asshole. Anyway, who would we put in as speaker?
Matt Gaetz.
Okay. But go ahead, let's talk about Florida, because, you know, the governor is nowhere to be found.
He's down by 50 points across the country.
I think he should be gone as governor because he's just a messed up dude.
Whatever, but the point is reality check here.
Governor DeSantis, right?
Yeah.
Say we get rid of McCarthy and we put Matt in and we get rid of Ron DeSantis here. So who would we put in as governor?
Jeanette to finish up the term, which is about three years.
Do you think Kevin McCarthy is deep state?
No, he's not. I think he's listening. This is where some of the left might be a little right. He is listening to the Freedom Caucus, and he is listening to Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene said, the speaker is correct to open an impeachment inquiry. House Republicans will be granted the apex of congressional authority. That means nothing can stop them. To cut through executive privilege, obtain documents and witness testimonies. And because so that's a big thing there.
But what's his problem with the government shutting?
We're trying to see. Don't forget the House is the budget. House is the financial arm of Congress. The Senate cannot create the budget. Only the House can. So the House is right now, there's the Free Caucus stuff like Matt Gaetz. They want to cut the spending, which you want and we want, but they also want.
I don't want them to get paid. I think they're
paid. That's not going to happen. But what's going to happen is that we're going to realign the funding towards the government to redirect the funds to different areas and to cut some spending along the way. And that includes defunding all the defunding Jack Smith, defunding
the Department of Justice, Homeland Security,
all that stuff.
FBI, everybody.
And anything associated with Fannie Willis and all the others going to get defunded. Also, they're going to they're going to secure the border, build a wall, and everything. Get rid of all the other stuff involved in it. And defund Homeland Security.
Doesn't matter.
They're overrided. They're overrided.
The Senate might vote it down.
They'll compromise to it because they don't want to close the government. We'll have to political arm for it. And most people in the Senate, including Manchin, said they'll vote for spending cuts because it wasn't what they thought when they voted for the other thing. So he and the others will vote for the spending cuts.
So how do you think this will all turn out?
I think it's going to end up happening. I think by September 30, we're going to have a budget, and they're going to and it's going to be favorable for the Republicans in this case because we got the power in the purse. So we'll see where it goes.
Okay.
What about
this impeachment inquiry?
That's going through. It's going to take a little time to get everything, but we got the power to now go through various stuff right now. It's basically,
let me ask a question. Once we get to the point of serving subpoenas and requesting...
That's happening as we speak right now.
Okay. How many do you think will actually follow through on it?
All of them. Because they don't want to go to jail.
You really think so, huh?
All of them. They already started to. They're setting up dates to it. We'll be witnesses and stuff like that. They already started.
So the Bidens are opening up their bank records.
They have no choice. The banks are. The Bidens don't give a shit about it. They got the power to secret Biden and go to
the
banks and get it.
We found his monies?
We know where
it is. His money. Are they not in the Cayman Islands?
They have money. Doesn't matter if he does. We have the power to take him. There is no, that Cayman Island bullshit went out the door years ago.
Okay.
You can't hide money against the government, even Switzerland.
How long do you think this process will take to execute?
A couple months.
Okay. Now let's look at another angle. Do you think that Biden and Kamala and all those... whatever the criminals, they will resign?
They are expected to resign within the next 2 to 4 weeks, all of them. Nobody who has a mental brain believes that Joe Biden will be on the ticket in 2024. Not even Joe Biden.
The country is in horror right now.
This is the way it works. And that's how it's done.
Fine.
He will be gone.
Fine.
He will be gone. So will Kamala Harris, and we'll go from there. Meanwhile, the federal judge today declared the DACA immigration program is unlawful and unconstitutional. So DACA is over for now.
Okay. What's going on with all these cases that are corrupt and fraud and bullshit? Because they're trying to manipulate an election. How is that forming up and happening now?
They're being defunded, some of the, and everything else. And the reason why Fannie Willis wants to get in October is because she knows she'll be in jail by November or sooner. And she wants to get the last drill. But it's not going to happen. She's not going to happen. The Supreme Court already told her that she's heading for a prison cell. They already told her this is unconstitutional. And as soon as it gets received, we're going to strike it all down, straight up and down. I guarantee you, Fannie Willis will be arrested within the next few days for various things, including money laundering, fraud, and everything else.
How fast do you think she'll sing and talk what happened? Who do you think gave her that order to do the shit?
She's already talking to Obama, and Obama will be arrested not too long after that. Barack Obama, Freddie Willis already gave you up. So if you're looking to find out what's going on, don't be surprised if somebody knocks on your door and start giving you Miranda rights.
You and Michael are going. Your fake wife. And what's happening with George Soros and his son?
Well, Soros is near death, so his son is the one that's going to be going. But we got him down.
What, we have him in jail?
Yeah. Meanwhile, they had a big hearing today in Congress about Democrat-aligned dark money proofs, so like George Soros, by using lawfare in an attempt to remove their political opponents from ballots before an election has even occurred.
Well, they did that.
These left-wing activists want to strip away the voting rights of Americans to choose their representatives in government. That's a big thing there. Things are not going to place for the regime as the Democrats gear up for 2024. It is possible that Joe Biden probably won't run. He's being taken care of. The Americans are going broke under the Biden regime as they want the man with a proven America First track record back in the White House. Everyone I talked to said that. Left, right, middle, everyone. Nobody wants Biden. It doesn't matter who you are. Even in the minority communities I was talking to would barely have a leg to stand on. They can't wait till Biden's out of office. So that's a big thing. By the way, Trump is now up by 50 points.
I can't wait for them
points.
To be out of office. They're still criminals.
Yeah.
And the news media. And the media, criminals, okay?
Biden is asking the media to attack everybody involved with the impeachment. But the government should not direct the free press. That's what Russia does. That's what communist China does. It's the fourth state.
Their jobs are gone.
It's propaganda.
I can guarantee who's ever in the play right now, their jobs will be gone. Because they'll be considered to be traitors. Correct?
Right.
That's it.
Also, when 300 Americans are dying every single day for fentanyl flowing across our southern border, we are at war with the Mexican cartels. In fact, they are doing landmines. They're coming with MVs. They got all kinds of mass weapons of destruction. I'm not talking about like what they had in Iraq or anything like that. They're literally in this country with submachine guns and everything else out there. And they are winning. Instead of securing our border, Joe Biden laughs at the families whose sons and daughters have been murdered. And there's a story by Sandy Snodgrass, which I'm trying to get that family on our radio show. We're trying to do that. So that's a big thing there.
So what do we have, the cartels and machine guns floating where?
Yeah, they got all kinds of weapons. They got armored vehicles. They got landmines. They got, you know, RPGs.
Here in the country.
On the Mexican border, they cut across on the southern part of the thing. They cut across. They do that. They
isn't
go
in
into.
Is it in our country? Are there landmines and all that shit in our country?
We found a couple of them near the Texas or Arizona border with the Mexico. There's a few.
So what are we doing about it?
We're getting rid of them as we can, but we're doing on our own. Texas and Arizona are doing on their own to get this stuff in.
Why don't you nab and have people down there at the border with fucking guns?
No, the American people are doing that, and along with a bunch of other stuff. But you got the border border security, you know, the border agents, and you got ICE doing it, but going against Biden's wishes and doing it anyways because that's what they're hired for. But, you know, it's okay. So they got to both Texas and other states are still in. But you got crazy stuff. Also, Mitt Romney today.
Just to say something, why aren't we booby trapping the land so we zap them off?
They are, actually. We are doing it. It's a war, but we got to keep it quiet because, you know, it's good for the goose for the gander. We can't tell them that there's booby traps down there because then they'll still find ways to escape it. But let them walk on it, and that'll be the end of it. Yeah. Mitt Romney announced today that he is not running for re-election, thank God. But what he did was he tells you everything that you need to know about Mitt Romney and his era of so-called conservatism, that the first accomplishment he gloats about in his retirement video is helping Joe Biden pass his ruinous infrastructure bill, which didn't do a damn thing. Good riddance.
Mitt Romney's deep state.
Yeah, he's deep state. He's cabal. He's all that stuff.
Yeah. He's a criminal. He needs to be audited. He needs to be looked at. And I hope he takes his daughter-in-law with him.
It's kind of rich that ALC, AOC, is ranting and raving about others when she herself is facing an ethics probe for wearing a Tax the Rich designer dress and attending the $35,000 ticket Met Gala in 2021. What a hypocrite. That's from Marjorie Taylor Greene. How many people that are listeners that actually went and listened and watched Senator John Kennedy reading the graphic books yesterday?
He talked about being lewd. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is books looked at 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds. These are elementary school kids, not even middle school kids, elementary school kids that the Democrats / communists, because they're really communists.
They're telling that these children should have intimacy.
At 5 years old.
Really? That's not... They'll hurt each other.
It's not even that gay. Regular boy, girl. They want boy, girl, girl. That's what these books are for. It's about indoctrinating these kids to become gay.
Little girls' vaginas are not situation, okay? And little boys aren't either. Little boys do not get erections, do they?
Yeah, but I will tell you something. This is going on. And the left is trying every which way they can to destroy your family. Now I'm going to say this once again:
because they don't love each other, because they don't love themselves, they have nothing. They're dark inside. They're empty. They are.
Well, I'm going to tell you once again, everybody: if you're a parent, you have no business supporting any kind of Democrat ever again, anytime, anywhere.
Really?
Because they
do
not support you.
That tells me that you are not for your child. You're not protecting your child. Why did you have a child if you just wanted him to be hurt? That's insane. Because that's what you're doing. You're sending your child to be engaged in hurt. That'll be forever for their life that will hurt them from harm's way. You want to love them. You want to instill in them to make great decisions and smart choices and to know people and to understand people and to know who's for you and who's against you. Not to be raped and sodomized and hurt and belittled and poor coping skills. And low self-esteem and just brutalized. It is just not how life works.
I was just say, this is just, we're working with a lot of different agencies right now to counteract what the communists are doing. I'm not even calling Democrats, what these evildoers, the communists are doing And we got organizations like Alliance Defending Freedoms out there doing their thing. We got the Heritage Foundation working with various organizations right now to help with the kids and stuff, especially in California, elsewhere. Also, we got you got the Hillsdale College is giving out pocket-sized constitutions. And others, and there's many others, focus on the family life. There's a lot of different organizations out there that are trying to counteract the damage that's being done by what was the Democrats, now it's the Communist Party, destroying families and stuff. And then you got all the Right to Life was that want to protect these babies. You know, life begins at conception, and the Democrats, only knows Democrats, not communists, want to kill your life, want to kill the babies from the time you conceive until after the baby's born, and they still want to abort them. That's what they support. They support killing, not securing life. That's why they support open borders and all the criminals and not law-abiding citizens and law enforcement.
Agenda 21, genocide. Make it a small little community, and that's all, and have them do everything and serve them.
I don't know how many people saw my Facebook page or anything today, but we see a little picture of the political technology industry landscape of 2022. It's changing because they can't keep up because the Biden's doing so poorly, and they can't keep up with the power of Trump. But this is the Democrat goes, get out the vote machine. That's what GOTV means. In one picture, hundreds of organizations and companies that are funded to the tune of billions. The right has not the equivalent, but it's a plug-and-replace machine that works regardless of the candidate put in place. The Democrats know that this machine can get any of their candidates 3 to 4%, not 5 to 10%. Third-party candidates, Joe and Kamala polling at historically bad levels, and Trump's resiliency all put their model into question. They can't keep up with that, and that's another reason why they want Biden to resign or to quit. David Ignatius wrote that the Washington Post column when I spoke to some lady earlier today, practically begging Biden not to run in 2024, has been described as the mainstream media's apologist for the CIA. Why is the CIA mouthpiece Ryan Disclaimer?
I'm going to tell you something. Biden will never give up his power. He loves it. He's a power.
Yeah, but I think he knows he's going to prison and he can try for treason and then get hung. I think he's going to find a way out. He ain't that stupid.
He'll pardon himself.
Well, Lloyd Austin has failed in his role as Secretary of Defense and has jeopardized the national security of the United States as a result of his failure.
When is Hunter Biden supposed to appear in court?
In about 2 weeks, but he's supposed to appear in Congress maybe as soon as next week. As we saw his failures,
he will lie.
It doesn't matter. He'll go to jail immediately for perjury, and they know it because they got the evidence. If they're going to answer
the
question, see what
will set bail and let him
no,
out.
No, the judge has nothing to do anything. This is all Congress. We have the power under the impeachment process that they set up, the inquiry. We have the process to arrest the people. That's what makes it the power.
Right.
We got the subpoena power. We got all the other power. We could dig through all the garbage that they throw in front of us. That's so in part of the investigation. This is like Watergate.
Do they understand it?
I don't know if Biden does, but yeah, they understand it. The left understands this. That's why they're pissed off.
Well, they shouldn't have had him go rogue. He should have been a good president. He should have treated the people decently. But he didn't.
Yeah, he won't.
Because
no.
He's a whore.
Let me continue. Lloyd Austin has failed in his role as Secretary of Defense, has jeopardized the national security of the United States, As a result of his failures, I've introduced an amendment using the Holman Rule to the Defense Appropriations Act to cut Secretary Austin's salary to no more than a dollar. This is what you were talking about. I'm happy to announce that the Rules Committee has made my amendment in order, and it will be receive a vote on the floor in the House of Representatives later today. This is the first amendment of the 118th Congress to receive a vote in the House using the Holman Rule to completely cut the salary of one of Joe Biden's top American last henchmen. Secretary Austin botched the American withdrawal from Afghanistan, which resulted in the death of 13 American soldiers, along with the abandonment of American civilians and military equipment. During Secretary Austin's tenure, military equipment has reached a crisis level of low equipment. Instead of recruiting new soldiers, Secretary Austin has focused his efforts on purging the military through oppressive vaccine mandates and so-called extremism stand-downs. Secretary Austin believes it is more important that our soldiers learn about so-called systematic racism rather than prepare to face the true national security threats our nation must grapple with. Secretary Austin has betrayed the American people and completely lost trust. The American people should no longer have to reward his failures by paying his salary. I hope every one of my colleagues revoke or support the amendment, and that's a big thing there, and I think they did.
Okay.
So,
they should put on everybody. They should do the payroll on everybody. All of them. Sorry, that's what I think. What else? You can agree to disagree or whatever it is. I'm just saying, get a day job. You know, you are not above me. I don't want to hear it. And no more money from lobbyists. How are they going to do that? They need to make a law, no money from lobbyists. That'll cut the wheeling and dealing. Okay? Because they can't take a dollar. What do you think of that?
Anyway, Democrats are calling for President Biden to ignore the Constitution and federal law and use his power to, as president, to encourage more illegals to come to America by providing additional resources to those already here. Hurry up is the buzzword.
There's no room for them.
That's
There's
political.
No room for them. There's nowhere for them to go. There's nowhere. They need to, like, live their life where they live in their country. We need to get rid of the criminals. I'm not saying all are bad, but I would say 99% are. So there's 1%, okay, that are actually decent, who want to do better for their lives. Not, I mean, look what's going on. They're loitering. They're stealing. People have their stuff chained
Look
up.
At New York. Look at San Francisco. Look at Chicago. Look at Newark. Look at Detroit. Look at Baltimore. Look at Washington, D.C.
Look at
Philadelphia.
Look what's going on
Miami,
in West
Virginia.
Miami, not
so much.
Look what's going on in Delaware, Maine.
And look what's happening in Austin, Texas. But anyway, also White House tells the media to attack impeachment efforts. So they're trying to do. We talked about a little bit. The deep state want to control the deep state.
They're not going to control this.
No.
The news is all that's going to happen is in the end they're all going to go to jail. And they need to start
also,
thinking about families and people.
Also, well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, what we need to do is what we need to investigate Joe Biden. Greene told reports, but we also need to investigate the web of people that exist in our federal agencies, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, and many others serving not only in this administration, the former administration, and the
all
one before it, maybe even further. We need to find the people that have covered
you know
up with Joe Biden's crimes and
police.
All of Biden's family corruption.
And the D.C. police and the D.C. mayor and all of the governors that are corrupt throughout this country with their DAs and their Secretary of State. Okay? Time.
Joe Biden and the White House are now admitting to the entire world that they tell the media exactly what to say and do. No wonder the media attacks President Trump 24/7 and never tells the truth about Democrats. Will the media follow the White House marching orders? That's from the New York Post, by the way.
Let's go to Fox News. Who do you think will do it? Neil Cavuto or
I don't know.
Or Steve Doocy or Brian Kilmeade? Or Brett Hammer. I'm right on target. Chris Wallace. Well, he doesn't belong there anymore.
Okay. Yeah, we got a call coming in.
Oh, we do?
Okay, let's see what 3-3 says. Let me get to it.
Hello.
Hi, 336. May I ask who your name and who I what you got a question for us?
My name is Joe. I'm calling from North Carolina. And I just saw the title of your show, The Truth is Out There. Well, the American people first have to realize that we have to restore our republic. The de facto corporation is a masquerading as the government in Washington, D.C. And until we restore our common law rights and our common law system, the way the republic was supposed to be intended, then basically everything else is null and void.
No, you're right.
I yield.
You're right. You're 100% correct on that. And we had, early in the day, we actually had a listing of a lot of corporations that's involved. There's a whole big map that's involved that we posted. I don't know if you get to my Facebook page, Joseph Goldman, but it's there. It's called the Political Technology Industry Landscape 2022.
Yeah.
And it gives a lot of different companies involved in there. And the data analysis and the modeling, the voter engagement, volunteers and active mobilization, all these companies, media, digital, pay media, all kinds of stuff left all over the place. And that's what's controlling the stuff right now. And it's, we call it the deep state, the New World Order, the cabal, whatever you want to call it, but you're 100%
right. Federal Reserve International Banking Cartel?
Yes, the Federal Reserve.
Creature from Jekyll Island. Yep.
You know,
we got to start somewhere by taking out the city and sitting in the White House and all his dominion. It really has to go.
One of the reasons why they're going after Trump so heavily is because he didn't listen to the deep state. He can't be bought, and he did not want to go down that route. He's his own thing, and he went strictly against everything. He exposed it all, and that's why they're going after him. And they want him back in power because with 4 years, because he doesn't have to be reelected anymore after that because he's term limited, he could basically do anything and everything he wanted to do to expose and get rid of the deep state. And they're scared, if you don't mind my English, shitless of this. So that's why.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
You know,
but there's, you know, people have been awake, and there has been movements across the country about restoring our republic. And the problem is that they control the mass media and they control everything. And the educational system has been so stupefied for so many years now that people just don't understand it. And when they do hear it, they don't believe it. So that's the problem.
Yeah.
We have to try to make it believable.
Yeah, but they made a really bad mistake with trying to screw with the children. And the COVID-19 debacle and everything. It just exposed them so we see everything. Okay? And
that's correct.
I think it woke up some people. Okay?
It's starting to, because look what happened with Virginia. Look what happened in San Francisco, of all places, when the people got rid of the left-wing or George Soros school boards in San Francisco. You know, people are fed up on that, and I call them communists. They're not the Democratic Party of yesterday is no longer in existence. The people that they call Democrats are really communists. They don't get it. They think that the American people are stupid.
Stupid.
That,
yeah.
and, and, And that's a problem for them because they're not reading them. That's why every time they do something to Trump, for example, he gets more popular, he gets more support. And that's when he said that Nala Diamond got the election won, and he got the indictment, he went up to over 60%, and that includes Democrats.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Well, like, for instance, here in North Carolina, I'm running for public office, and that's my platform, Restore Our Republic. And we need grassroots candidates all across the country to usurp the de facto corporation, and once in office, stick to their guns and stick to what they have to, what they believe, and their moral foundation and the foundations of what this country was started upon, and restore our original constitution, restore our de jure government, and usurp this de facto. And we have to do it quickly because obviously we're so far gone now that it's an uphill battle.
You're running for which office?
North Carolina, District 65, House of Representatives here.
Okay. Is there a website that our listeners can get to so they can help you out or volunteer or donate?
Oh, sure. Well, you can find me on Facebook there. I have one of my groups that's set up, and you can go to my site, josephgibson.us. There. The link is on my Facebook page, actually. And I also have a Nation Builder site also. Go to Nation Builder, look up Joseph Gibson, NC House, District 65, you'll find me. So I am on the Internet. I mean, if you Google my name, you'll find me. So, yeah, support me and other candidates, grassroots candidates, so we can restore our republic and take on this new world order and get back our freedom that they've been taken away. And they've taken so many freedoms now. Look what they're doing, suspending the Second Amendment. I mean, they're getting bolder and bolder, even though it's not working, but still that Second Amendment thing. But still, it's going to begin to work one day soon because you got these idiots out there that will buy into that garbage. And we have to get rid of those and silence those voices.
You're right about that, and everybody's, you know, that governor in New Mexico, that's the one that is talking about, that Joseph is talking about right now, that was suspended for 30 days, supposedly, the Second and First Amendment, is because of three kids that got killed about 2-3 weeks ago. You've got to remember that New Mexico is a border state. It's been known for its crime rates for years, especially in Albuquerque. It's one of the worst cities in this country, if not, it's a war zone, mostly because of illegal aliens, the cartel, drug dealing, and other stuff like that, human trafficking, including children. And this governor will go after, destroy the Constitution instead of closing the security of the border and hiring more police officers, which he wants to defund them. You know, it's just like the one in another state that got attacked after she was a big defund the police until she got carjacked and got beat up pretty good.
Yeah, right.
Now
yeah. Amazing. So, yeah, they changed their tune real quick when it affects them, but they're still just as two-faced and imbeciles more than ever. And those are the people that, you know, look, we have to speak out and speak up too. We have to be just as determined and vigilant as they are. I mean, you have to admit that these liberal nutheads, I mean, they could take a $10 bill and travel around the country on a bus and go show up at a protest, and that's what they do. But us conservatives, we're too busy working at our just over broke jobs, you know, and you know, trying to support our families. We have to get out there, and we got to sacrifice too. We've got, like you said, and support all the candidates that are out there that are grassroots. Put your little pennies and $100 bills together and support people like me and others that are out there that want to restore the Constitution, restore our republic.
Yeah,
we also need to get rid of, now that Mitt Romney is going to not be, we need to get rid of Roni McDaniel.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All these rhinos. Yes, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
So, do you have a primary coming up sometime next year?
Yes, it'll be in March next year. That's when our primary, if the incumbent decides he wants to stay in office, the guy I'll be running against is Reese Pirtle as of right now. But it'll be a primary in March and then a general election, obviously, in 2024. So we do our filing in 2 months. We actually do our official filing, but I was a candidate last election, so I'm going to be again. I still got my campaign committee going. And they've got crazy rules we got to follow. It's insane. They keep you busy with, you know, disclosure reports, do this, do that. It's all nonsense.
Yes.
It's statutory garbage. All these codified laws that they've done to usurp.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's
ridiculous.
That's in every state, because I had to go through it when I ran for office, too, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it doesn't do anything but benefit the rich and the banks. That's all it does.
Yeah.
Nothing benefits the people anymore. And that's our problem.
No.
You know? We have to get back to that. Benefiting the people.
That's it. Okay. We're coming towards the end of our show. So can you, once again, tell our listeners who you are and where to find you so they get your volunteers and donations.
Sure. My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm here in North Carolina. You can go to look me up on Facebook. I also do a podcast show on Tuesday nights here on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Restoring Our Republic, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson, 7 p.m. East on Tuesday. So if you guys want to talk to me, anybody wants to talk to me, I don't censor people. Everyone has a voice on my platform, just like obviously you do, and that's what we need to do. We need to get people like us out there speaking up and speaking out against this new world order.
Yeah, and also a little information for you. Try and hook up with Andy Sudden Sense if you haven't done it already. She has a radio show from South Carolina, but she's also on Block Talk and other places.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of her. Yep, I've heard of her. Yep.
Okay. So she's a friend. So
thank you.
We work closely. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. We got to work together. That's a good point you just made.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that. We have to network together. That's right. We got to put our voices together. That's right.
Okay, I want to thank you again, Joseph, for coming on, okay?
All right,
and you can join anytime you want. You can give us a call. We're on Wednesdays at 8, on Sundays at 7 Eastern Time.
All right. All right. God bless the Republic. Take care. Be safe.
You too now. Bye-bye now. Scarlett, we're down to the last 8 minutes. Do you want us to play one more song from Marjorie?
I was saying we should invite him.
Yeah.
Come back on our show as a guest to really have a nice deep conversation.
We could do that.
I was just thinking that. So Joseph Gibson. Go check his site out, joegibson.us. And his Blog Talk Radio. This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody to have a great night. God bless America. And the future is ours. Bye, everybody. Be back on Sunday. Bye.
Okay, we're going to be ending the show in a few minutes. We got a few minutes left. I just want to thank everybody. I'd like to thank Joseph Gibson for giving us a call in. We'd like to get him back on our show as a guest. We'll set that up in the future, especially as he gets closer to the primaries and everything else, if there is one, because we want to build up him along with other candidates. We got to get the word out. We got to save this country. We're a constitutional republic. We got to make sure that our kids are not being brainwashed and indoctrinated recruiters, especially from CRTs or the transgenders and all the other stuff that they're trying to poison our kids over. That's not going to happen in this country. We're going to get back and save our kids. Parents need to stand up and be counted and continue to fight to protect our children, because that's the future, and they know it, and the communists know it, and that's why they want to take it. So we got to protect that. Don't forget, we got to keep you up to date on the impeachment. We know there's a lot of stuff coming down the next few days or weeks. And we'll keep you going with that. We got a bunch of other stuff coming. We do get guests every once in a while coming on Wednesday, next Wednesday, a week from today. We got Jim Huddleston. He's got the big hit that came out, Go Away Joe. He's watching on YouTube. And he's also going to be on our friend Andy at Sun and Sense. So we got him on Friday and on our show. Here on Wednesday in our show. So tune on that. Sunday's going to be a great show. You never know what pops in. I want to thank everybody again. God bless you. And just remember, our founding fathers, our founding principles, our country is the greatest country on earth. The Constitution is the Bible. You cannot change it. It's not a living organ. It's permanently in place as the Constitution. If you want to add something or do something, you got to get 3/4 of the states, 3/4 of Congress, 3/4 of the states to ratify the changes or a new amendment. It could take decades for that to happen. They tried with the ERA, it didn't work, and because it's not a living document, it's something that this country set up. It's the Bible, we can't really change it. It's what we need to keep going, because that's what makes us free. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment's there to protect not only the First Amendment, protect us from tyrannical government. This governor in New Mexico, she's got to go. She needs to be impeached. She's terminated of it, so she's on the way out anyway. But this is a disaster, and she used to be groomed as a VP for Biden at one time. She is a danger, and she may be mentally ill, too. Anyway, again, so we got to fight, stand up our ground. Joyce Coffin once said that if ballots don't work, bullets will. She meant what she said, that she was talking about the Second Amendment was designed to prevent tyranny governments from taking over. We, the people, is the militia, not the military. We, the American citizen, is the militia. We have the right to carry and bear arms to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government. That was why that Second Amendment was put there. She cannot, under any circumstances, and the Constitution also says that she cannot do that. And you get, when you know you're doing wrong when she said that, and you get people like David Hogg, which is a notorious left-wing nutcase, is against that move. You know something's wrong there. But anyway, I wanted to let you go, everybody. I'll see you on Sunday at 7 p.m. God bless you all. Remember, America is the greatest nation on earth. The way that shiny light on the mountain, let's not let that light them out and go away. We have to fight for it. And we'll see you on Sunday at 7 p.m.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the